All right, welcome back to the Rookie and the Vet. Skipper Scope is away getting that bread today, so the boss is in the house. What's going on, G?
Bit of an upgrade, so grateful to be here, grateful to be here.
Bit of an upgrade. We might actually get some footy chat in this one. So we're not going to muck around. We're going to rip straight into the games this weekend. Obviously, it is Thursday. We've got Thursday night football, and I don't know what it is about the NRL and putting the Broncos on Thursday nights in these scenarios.
But it must just be a moneymaker for them, mate.
It's got to be. Yeah. They get the big TV audience. So they're taking on the undefeated Penrith Panthers. The odds are a bit out of skew here. I think it's $13 to about $1.03 head-to-head, which is pretty accurate. I'll let you get started here, bro. Do we see any upset here?
No, I don't see an upset there. I think the thing I like about the Panthers, and we'll sort of touch on the Dragons a little bit later, they're the type of team that doesn't just really rock up and sort of like get to 60 minutes and roll through a game. I feel like they're on the ball almost straight away all the time. So, I really like the Panthers. You obviously go 13-plus off the back of there. Milford's out, so I'm looking forward to see how... I'm a big fan of Tommy Dearden. I think Brody Croft's like... Yeah, I'm not too sure like what the dynamic is going to be between them two.
They don't know what they're doing with their halves yet. They still don't, you know, which is sad for Kevy because he's come in. And it's the first time last night, where I heard him say, and you never want to hear the coaches say, essentially, it's not my roster, which is never a good sign. The team rosters haven't updated there. I believe Jesse Arthurs is out. So one of YKTR's favourite, Jesse Arthurs. And I think Corey Oates is in. So David Mead's going to centre. So it's Corey Oates' first game this year as well. But in terms of the result, yeah, I think we're going to see a blowout, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. A good chance for the sort of full pack to sort of stand up. But like you see guys like Payne-Hass and like even Matty Lodge to an extent, very good players, especially Payne-Hass. He's a sort of a standout there to go up against probably the informed pack on the comp as well. So he'll take it personal. But yeah, I can't see too much changing here. You got Cleary there, you got Luai. I don't know, bro. They're stacked.
The only jam, like we kind of spoke about this, when Penrith are facing a lesser team, with respect to Brisbane like they are now, if you're chasing odds, it's not the game to go to. If you want try scorers, you can probably have a crack at three or four of them in this one.
Yeah, you go Brian Tau. I think Charlie Steyn, I think they shift it pretty well. I think Crichton adds a pass that Dylan Edwards doesn't normally have as well. So yeah. And he usually hangs out that right side. But I think Kikau is a good option. I think Brian Tau, maybe a double as well, is a pretty good option. Through the middle, if you want a bit of value, I reckon James Fisher-Harris anytime's pretty good as well.
Xavier Coates. We love Xavier Coates.
Oh, I love it. I used to always put money on Xavier Coates. But yeah, I'll be laying low this week on him. So,
all right, let's have a look at Friday night then. I think it gets a little bit closer there. We got your Mark's boys.
Winner. Yeah.
Newey up against the Sharks, and they're actually favourites there. What is that, $1.77 to $2.06?
Got a bunch of guys back in, got Kurt Mann back in, got Bradman Best, which I'm super pumped about. So he's.
I didn't realise he was back in.
Yeah, so sort of pumped to see that sort of happen. He gives obviously carries the ball really well. He can actually score tries as well. Kurt Mann and Blake Green got two experienced halves right there. I don't know why Sharkies. I know they put in a bit of a bad performance late against the Roosters, but they're a pretty good side for a long period of that game. So yeah, like the sort of Hello Sport boys talk about, it's a bit of a 6 o'clocker game. hopefully the Knights boys can get up. You got Clemmer, Saifidi, Frizzell, Mitchie Barnett. That's a fucking good pack.
It's a great pack. Yeah, we said it last week. I think that's the best in terms of form. And you put Connor Watson back at lock. I think it's the best back row in the comp right now.
I really like Connor Watson at the 13. I like him when he comes off the bench as well. So he knows when to run a hole. He knows when to pass. He pushes everyone like a little bit wider where Blake Green will steer the ship. He kicks well. Kurt Mann, very quiet for like a half. He's kind of, he reminds me of sort of like Cody Nikorima. They can have like bursts of brilliance, but then sometimes they struggle to find their ways into games. Matty Morland was in the office yesterday. He seems pretty confident about his...
He's a nice guy. It's the first time I met Matty.
He's one of our boys. We're tight with him for a minute. So, yeah, he's pretty confident, but he's always confident anyway.
I think I disagree with you here. I think Cronulla get up. Obviously, the coaching
stuff. Obviously, I'm biased.
Yeah. Me and Matty are best mates now. So, the coaching stuff, you'll probably be able to speak to it better than me in terms of what a distraction it is this week. I'm just going to take that out of it for now and just looking purely side for side at the moment. When I look at that, I think Cronulla have just got more. They got more in the way of experience. I just like the way they're playing at the moment. A little bit more consistent. I know they've been kind of slowly building into the year, but they are building. And for 65 minutes against the Roosters there, they were the best side.
When you look at that forward pack, when you match them all up, probably besides maybe Wade, Toby Rudolph,
Wade's Connor Watson. Wade's a big out.
Yeah, obviously. Huge. Yeah. Like Frizzell's playing a lot better than Nakora. I think their four pack's playing just a lot better. And the Brayley brothers going up against each other as well, which is going to be...
I didn't even notice
that. Yeah, that's going to be really good. So two different styles of players. Like one sort of straight up and down where Blake's got a bit more like sort of...
Raz.
Yeah, Raz, finesse. like sort of Api Curaçao vibe about them. But I think Cronulla will be burning after that loss. So, and they've got a quick turnaround, and sometimes that's the best thing for a losing team. So I'm rolling to the main game in the next Friday. It's going to be a fucking doozy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cronulla, but yeah, I could see that one going either way. To be honest, it surprises me that the Knights are favourites. But anyway, Friday.
This is the game. This is the game.
This is the 8 o'clocker, isn't it? This is got the Roosters, Melbourne. We got $1.35 there for Melbourne. Obviously, the injuries are playing a toll into that, so the Roosters are outsiders there.
$3.25
is a little bit disrespectful. So the points start there would be somewhere in the ballpark of 10.5, 12.5.
Let's just start with the battle of the fullbacks. Obviously James Tedesco, people saying like Pappenhausen, like can we just put some fucking respect on Tedesco's name, please?
He reminds us every time we get excited about Pappy.
Yeah, and like I understand why Pappenhausen, like he's like this guy that wasn't meant to make it. He was like the third string fullback. He's he looks fucking vibey in that purple uniform. He's got the Sonic the Haircut hair chug.
Oh,
Sonic the
Hedgehog, he's got it.
Oh, no. He's got it. Clip it in the scope. He's got me. If you look at the two players play, and if you look at this day and age, we love social media. We love highlights. I think Pappy caters to that a lot more, so we fall into the hype, which he is a fucking gun player, and he's right up there with the best fullbacks and the best players in the comp. But Teddy's been the guy for a minute now. He's almost at that sort of Cam Smith, LeBron phase where –
You take
their greatness for granted. But in saying that, I like watching Pappenhausen's highlights. I like watching him play. I like watching him score tries. The way he sort of breaks the line, it just looks a bit more entertaining social media-wise.
Yeah. I think if you want some free money, just take out a second mortgage and put it on Brett Morris for another double, because they can't stop scoring tries. I'm going to go Melbourne in this one. Just obviously the fact that it's in Melbourne and the injuries to the Roosters, it's not quite that super high-powered game that we probably would have been expecting if you looked at this game at the start of the year.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man, I've been saying it, and he hasn't crossed yet, but Satili Tupanua, man, I really like what
he's
does.
He's jam,
he's jam, yeah. I think he's jam, man. So I'd be jumping on him. If you're looking for a try scorer in this one, I'll be going Melbourne into Tupanua.
And Walker, this is going to be his big property.
Yeah.
Yes, we sort of touched on this the other day where like he's playing against the Warriors and
Cronulla,
and they were trying to spot him up, but they're spotting up with the Melbourne boys is a lot different when you've got Harry Grant jumping out and Brandon Smith jumping out and Cameron Munster and Jerome Hughes throwing different types of looks. So when you're a young half and someone's coming straight at you, you don't mind D'ing up because it's not hard. You don't have to think. But when you have to think and D up, and then you've got fucking these monsters running at you, like Asafa Solomona, Jesse Bromwich.
You reckon Kafusi or Nels could be a bit of jam if they're going to be sending a lot of traffic at Walker?
I reckon. So this is how I see it playing. They'll go play to a post when they'll go on a 6-4 split, if you understand what that is, and they're going to run a tight block back to the blind side.
Watch some shape if you don't know what a 6-4 split is.
Yeah, so I think they're going to definitely be targeting him. They'll have a game plan in and around it. Does he defend out right side or left?
He floats on attack. It's a good question. I believe he defends on the left, so it'd be Kafusi. Am I right there?
Yeah, left, yeah. Right, yeah. So they don't throw as like dynamic looks that way, but Jerome can sort of fix him up as well. But in saying that, he's surrounded by superstars. He's probably in one of the best systems. He's surrounded by the best coach. I think this is going to be a really good game.
Who are you going to go? You go Melbourne?
Yeah, I'll go Melbourne. You definitely go Melbourne. I think Harry Grant's got his second. He's got his first run. His lungs are a little bit like clearer, and he's running. So I think Melbourne wins. And I reckon they win comfortably.
Well, there you go. Sweet roll on to Saturday then, 3 p.m. We've got the Bird Gang, got that freaking monkey off the back. Rough outsiders there at $2.75 against the Gold Coast, $1.45. This is probably my lock of the week, to be honest. I think as a... obviously
Turbo's back.
Yeah. So like, I'll let you sort of get into what that does for them. But just purely on the back of what they did last week, I know he changes everything for them. And we mentioned, like you said, they're probably almost 50% better, if not even more, with Tommy in.
They're twice as good with Tommy.
I still think the Titans have enough to get the job done. It's in Mudgee.
That hurts.
Which I just found out where that is. So that does hurt. but I think the Titans are still going to be rolling that confidence. They're going to be riding high. I think they've got enough points in them to get over Manly. I still think Manly are going to struggle to get points, but it's going to be close. I'll be looking at that unders, whatever the total points is, I'd go unders straight away, and I'll be going the Titans sort of in that 1-12 mark.
Yeah, obviously Tommy coming back is massive for him. He's obviously noted hamstring injuries. But if you compare him to Brimson right now, like not over the course of their whole career, like Tommy's better over the course of their whole career, but right now, like rolling into, what's today, Thursday, rolling into a Saturday game, Man, in terms of form, you're putting a Meikle.
Bro, how about
or Brimson a little bit better.
How about we had KP versus Brimson last week? We get Pepe, Teddy, and now we get Tommy Brimson.
Yeah, it's a good league. Time for fullbacks as well. And yeah, I think Titans get the job done. I think winning's starting to become a habit for them. I think Tino's the guy in their pack. He's only young. I think he's the main guy. You even got KP there. He'll be talking behind the post a lot. And then you got Fifita, who's just dynamic. So yeah, he's on the left side. He'll be going up against Cherry Evans. You just look at Manly and just a little short on talent.
Schuster's working into it. Scope and I spoke about last week. He's a big 5'8 who they're making play on an edge to kind of try and.
He's going to be that Wade Graham.
He's trying to Wade McGraham, Fleety Mateo. I saw against the Warriors, they put him in the pocket for that first field goal attempt, which he'll probably wish he had over a few times. Imagine the eyes lighting up as a young back rower getting the chance to win one. He squirts it along the ground, but
Chess never misses those.
Never. I was like, why? What do you like? I know. They parked him left, and they're trying to send traffic, so he got a clean look, but just go to Chiz, man.
he must hit him all right. Chiz loves when the game's on the line.
Mate, I had them all right at training.
Yeah, you got the fucking Queensland captain and Australian halfback going, defer to him. He's not doing that to anyone.
No, he's skilled.
He had his one chance, and you know, all right, fuck it, get out of the way. Chiz, bang. Yeah, so.
Tyrone Peach is another sort of slept on in the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know he made the team of the week last week. He deserved it, but he's been playing unreal to start this year. And just from round one to now, what are we, round six? He's worked his way from a fringe bench role into now he's the starting lock, and he's a massive point of their attack. So he's another one.
He's always been a big part of their attack, and I think he might have had a shit preseason.
Do you think this is what I was going to get to?
Because he doesn't put Brian Kelly in at the start, and he got player of the year last year.
So that's what I was going to get to. Like, with the way these rules are changing, you mentioned how much you love Connor Watson in that lock role. This game suits Tyrone Peachy.
Tyrone Peachy is like one of my favorite players to watch because when you look at him play, you go, oh, like you can't really compare him to anyone else. You look at Latrell, you go, oh, GI. You know what I mean? You look at certain players, they remind you of someone else. When you look at Tyrone, he's like the most hybrid player in the comp, in my opinion. I feel like he could play every position.
Phil Gould always used to say, he's like, I don't know where you put him, but just pick him.
Yeah.
For Origin, that he's like, just pick him and then figure the rest out later.
And he loves footy. Like, he's keen to play. And it was kind of hard to play with him because he used to skip across field and all that sort of stuff, but whenever there's a game on, he'd be like, we could be playing cricket in here and we could use one of these tripods as a cricket bat. Like, he'd be keen to play. He's just keen to play any fucking game in the world, and he makes it look fun. Like, he makes football look fun. So
if you haven't watched the Mr. Attic Bonya's Building Titans doco as well, he's like, I don't know, obviously I don't play with Tyrone, clearly, shockingly, but I've never even spoken to him professionally, but that makes you fall in love with the character. Like, he came across so well in that piece as well.
So, like, the boys have been playing cricket out there, and, like, he'd run in, drop his boots off, and, like, doesn't give a fuck about warm-up. He just wants to have a, like, bat.
He loves it.
Loves golf. Like, just loves everything. So, and you can see, like, he's a diverse sports person because it transfers over to football. And no one's really overcoaching where, like, you have to do this.
Get that out of your game.
So, you got that passing 13. That's probably one of the most important skills right now. You look at Victor Rally. He does it the best.
Connor
does it well. Now, Victor Rally, and there's someone... Oh, Nathan Brown. Nathan Brown does that pass.
He's a bit slept on in that part of his game.
And the good thing about those types of players, Nathan, and they're kind of short, nuggety, got leg speed as well. And because they can run, it makes the pass a bit more of a threat. So when they're starting to run, when you're in front of them, you have to fucking plant your feet because you're going to set yourself because they got late feet as well. And that makes the pass out the back like super cleaner. So you go Bradley the best, Nathan Brown will be second.
A big Sam Lasoni as well. Shout out. He loves the big shoulder and square up and throw it out the back. So shout out, Sammy.
Big side on, a lot of side on running, yeah. A lot of the Warriors boys come side on, man. Yeah. Like that. Jake Lilliman was another one. Petro was probably the king of it.
Chop the shoulder.
Yeah.
Let's roll into the second game on Saturday then. It's kind of another one where the odds swing pretty heavily in favour of the favourite there. $1.10 for the Bunnies out against those West Tigers, $7. So we've got a request here from Justin who said, although I can't be on the show today, I want you to give me my respect. He did mention to anyone out there, do not bet on the Tigers this year. He said, even if they're favourites, don't touch them. And obviously we saw what happened last week. So funny side, I don't see them winning this one. I don't think many people would. I'm going to go the Bunnies. This is
the type of game where you light up on sort of try scorers, where
similar to the Penrith Broncos game. I think.
And if you look at the Rabbitohs play, all their best players touch the ball all the time. It always goes from Damien Cook to Cam Murray to Adam Reynolds to Cody Walker to Latrell Mitchell. Their best players touch the ball all the time, and they score a lot of tries as well. So I'd probably go like Latrell one or Alex Johnson two, and maybe a Cody Walker.
Where is this game, Lukey? Can you scroll up, sorry, bro? I'm pretty sure, or maybe I'm thinking of
the
Mudgee.
If they're at, yep.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the Mudgee game being the other one. Look, try scorers in this one as well. I'll be going south. Alex Johnson, you can kind of never miss, but I think Latrell's probably a good shout in this one. And you know what every time the Bunnies play, you know where my money's going. I'm putting something on Cookie. I'm having a little look on Cookie. So Tigers are a funny team, man. I don't know. They could lose by 30 here, or this could go down to the wire and be a 42-40 game. I don't know, man.
And they're coming off the back of getting booed off their own field, you know what I mean, at Leichhardt. So I think that hurts them a little bit, but you can only play on adrenaline for like 20 minutes, you know what I mean, or 10 minutes, you know what I mean.
They don't have, you know, just looking at the sides there, they don't stack up in terms of talent at the moment or experience. So
Cream always rises to the top, and I think this is just going to be the Rabbitoh. So roll through to the next game, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. South should get that one done pretty comfortably. Ooh. And then where are we? Oh, Saturday night. Oh, this is the third game on Saturday. Triple header.
So we've got a couple of good, like, actually decent games.
To the odds there, sorry, Lukey. Canberra against your Parramatta Eels. Canberra favourites. That's interesting. So this is obviously in Canberra. And I read that right, it is. $1.42 to the Raiders.
Oh, Caleb Atkins is in. He's a good fullback.
Caleb Atkins is in. Obviously, Chance is out for a minute, so that's a big out for them, as is Ryan
He's
James.
A good backer. He's a really good backer.
I don't know much about him.
He come from Penrith, and he was sort of he played this weird role last year where he'd play fullback for like 40 or 50 minutes, and then Crichton would run on and play fullback. Yeah. It was this random role, but he's kind of like a Dylan Edwards where, like, he won't drop a ball, he'll run hard, but he doesn't really have that pass element to his game. And Chance doesn't – I don't think you really need it for this type of side, because a lot of their play comes off the back of Josh Hodgson as well. And George Williams is a runner. Jack Wyden's a runner from a four split. But
They don't use Chance in too much of a linking role anyway, do they? He's a runner.
Because everything comes through the middle off the back of Hodgson, who's trying to go through you. Then he might sling it out the back. Jack Wyden's a massive four-on-four player. He's just trying to get one-on-ones and run over the fucking top of you.
Smoke you.
George Williams is like a double-drop dummy type of player as well.
He's an anytime try scorer I love jumping on as well, George Williams. He gets those little, you know, ball hits the ground off it, you know, if a play breaks down, a pass hits the deck, he's one of those first guys, the ball just bounces to him. Loves a little intercept play as well. So
this is an interesting
good
game.
As a roughie, would you have a look at Parramatta? I mean, $2 isn't too roughy, but I can see them getting up here.
In Canberra? I don't know. I wouldn't bet on them because they don't play well away from home. Both teams are coming off the back of a loss as well, so it's going to be super interesting how both teams bounce back.
One to bet on. Maybe stay away from this game.
Yeah, I'll be staying away from this game for sure. But yeah, it's good. It's going to be a good test of Parramatta's character. Like, you know what I mean? When things are going well for them, they're going well, but so you can go the other way for the boys as well. They can get put 70 on them.
What's with Brycey Cartwright? Is he on the interchange bench there? If you scroll down, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a good bench. It's a really good bench for Para. Probably
he's
by the freaking year.
Oh, Joey Lussick getting a little bit closer.
Is he? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, 18. Be covering the boys.
Yeah, I think let's just roll to Sunday. I think we'll be staying away from that one. Good game, though. And then, Sunday at 2 o'clock, your boy's going to be in the crowd. Mudders and the Dragons, favourites, unbelievably, against my mighty Warriors. $1.45 for the Drags, $2.75 for the boys. Free money.
Oh, there's a few boys back here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Bunty Afua's back. He probably carries the ball for them the best. Peter Hickey's back. Gives them a bit of class on the wing and a bit of experience. Man, this is a fucking danger game for Dragons. Like,
damn right.
You look at both sides. You look at both sides of the... So, they've just played Para and they would have got up for that. And then they got Roosters on Anzac Day. So, sometimes when you're in these sort of situations, you kind of look ahead. And obviously, caught up with Normie, you look a little bit early in the week and I go, fucking be careful this week.
He's aware of it as well. He's like, fuck, I know.
Yeah, he knows. Because they're not the team where you can sort of rock up and like Warriors can turn on fucking 20 points out of nowhere, and then like Dragons, they're not at that level yet where you look at Penrith, you know what they're going to bring. Right now there's still that element of unknown with the Dragons. So is Maguire playing?
Scroll down to the forward back there. Doesn't look like it.
So they must be giving him a... Oh, there he is. He's named in the reserve, so...
He might sneak his way back onto the bench there.
I think he will.
These teams haven't been updated because Jermaine Tanoa-Brown's there in the reserves, and I see they've got Tohu starting at prop, so that won't happen. He'll jump straight in.
I'd start Josh Maguire straight away. I'd put Tyrell back on the bench because he gives him a bit more like leg speed, but it's a happy camp at the moment of the Dragons. Normie's singing Hook's praises at the moment. They're going out for dinners and having coffees, and that type of stuff's important to a lot of players. And they feel like they're wanted. So it should be an interesting test for the Warriors boys as well.
Go on then. Where are you going?
Oh, Dragons.
Dragons?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Warriors in this one.
That'd be five in a row for the boys, or six in a row.
I'm being a bit, obviously I'm a homer whenever I pick these ones, but I think the inclusions that the Warriors
Because you got fucking caught out for going against them, you little bitch.
Yeah. And then every time I bet on them since they've been losing. I think they get this one for a lot of the reasons you sort of highlighted. The Dragons need to be wary, and obviously you get up for Para, you're going to have to get up for the Roosters. Maybe this is a little lull, and if you lull against the Warriors, they can get you. So I also know, thanks bro. I know they've been they were burning after last week as well.
Yeah,
they probably should have beaten Manly.
Mm.
So I'm going to go the boys there. I think they've got enough talent, and I keep telling you, when Paulie Turner gets on that field, man, he's special.
What's his go? I knew.
He's a halfback out of Whangarei, baby. You know, he got that footwork.
His debut or
no? So he played a few games last year.
Yeah,
had a really good first couple of games. And yeah, now he's onto the bench. He can play any role: fullback, half, center.
Actually, just roll off the back of that, the Dragons. I think their best pass has come off a two pass to Dufty, and he picks his pass.
Oh, Dufty loves scoring against the boys as well. They're jammed there.
I'd go Dufty and then one of the wingers for any times.
And lastly...
Nah, we've got two more.
Two more?
Yeah, 4 o'clock Sunday. We've got a one after.
Oh, true. Bro, you should be hosting this. Cowboys favourites against the Bulldogs there, $1.45 to $2.75. Again, I mean... Bit of a coin flip game with some of these lesser teams. If you want to bet on a dog, the Bulldogs probably aren't terrible value, but I'll be going to Cowboys here.
Yeah.
Doesn't do a lot for you.
Isan's back. Oh, Tomalolo's back as well. So
he played last week, Tomalolo, but yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get excited.
It's hard. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel for the boys. So you're in round five and you're 0-5, you know what I mean? You go, fuck, we're in for a long season here. You're looking for buys. You're looking for the end of the season.
You know, the biggest indictment on them is they got 50 put on them last week and everyone was talking about how amazing it was that they got a try.
Yeah, they got a couple. They got 18 points. They got
18, so...
But you look at their side. They're not a bad side. Look, Napa, Heverington, Adam Elliott.
Yeah, I think a lot of comes down to just their spine not really clicking. 9-6-7-1. I mean, people talk about the spine for a reason. It's the most important. It's the spine. It holds everything together. And the Bulldogs just haven't got it in the spine, unfortunately. Individually, the players have it, but they're just not clicking. And they're struggling to find points. I think in a game where it's two sides that are struggling, the Cowboys have the more class. They have the more. They got more points than them from me.
Yeah, more points, better kicking game, better forwards,
and it's up there as well. I believe in it. So.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing that'd be swinging in your favour. Another one that I wouldn't be betting on, but I'll go the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys for me as well.
14 plays 16, eh? Okay, now lastly, yeah? Surely.
No, that's it because of the daylight saving and the 4 o'clock game's the last one on a Sunday now.
Shit, you should be hosting the show.
There you go, man. Rookie in the vet, rookie in the boss this week. Catch ya.